Say a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you today, we want to thank you for the beautiful snow that you've given to us. Pray that you would thank you that we could be here together this way, provided a safe way to get here. Pray that you would be with all of us today. Pray that you would be with me as I'm speaking. Pray that I could speak whatever you have me to, and be with the listeners. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Lately, I've been pondering the life of Job and what we can learn from it. So if we turn in our Bibles to Job, start reading in Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every day, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, and Job sent and sacrificed them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them. For Job said, "It may be at that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made him a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the asses were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God has fallen from heaven and hath burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the cattle and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped to tell thee." And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote off 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped to tell thee." Then Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, "Naked have I come out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. We see here, as far as we can tell, Job lost everything in one day. And his children, his oxen, his donkeys, sheep, and his servants. And yet, and in verse 20 to 22, we can see Job didn't sit there and question God why. He fell down and worshipped him. So many Christians today, myself sometimes included, all that happens, we don't stop and praise God for his blessings on us. We kind of sit there and like, poor me. And we ask God why. In Job chapter 2, Satan causes Job to come down with boils and was very miserable. And at this point, in verse 9, we can see Job's wife said in this, and then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and then we shall not receive evil? And in all this Job did not sin with his lips. It even got worse for him when he got sick, and then even his wife was like, really? Give this up. This is not worth it. I find it kind of interesting that God took everything from Job but his wife. I don't know if he thought that maybe somehow if Job wouldn't go down, his wife would be his last straw, but no, Job still endured and continued to praise God. And then we see his three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, came to comfort him at the end of verse of chapter 2, starting in verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard, they came, every one from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, I believe. And they made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not. They lifted up their voice and wept, and rent every one of his mantles, and sprinkled his dust upon his head towards heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and seven nights, and none spoke a word unto him, for they saw his grief was very great. When it seems to get no worse, Job's friends come along, and they stayed with him a whole week, and they didn't say a thing. That'd be pretty discouraging if your friends came along and sat there, and at the end of the week, each one of them took his turn and accused him of hidden sin or not being right with God or one thing or another. Job may have gotten a little discouraged, but still through it all, we see Job trusting God through the difficulties and in the end, through the end. Now if we turn to the end of Job, chapter 42, the last book of Job, start reading in verse 1, and Job answered the Lord and said, I know not that thou canst do everything, and what no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thee thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so, after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for thou hast not spoken of me the thing which is right, so as my servant Job hath. Therefore take thou now seven bullocks and seven rams, and go unto my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the things which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded thee, and the Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, as the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that went that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat with him in the house, and they bemoaned him, and confronted him over all the evil that the Lord hath brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than the beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-osses. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and there he named the first Genema, and the second Kizia, and the third Karen Hapush, I don't know. And all the land where no woman found so fair as the daughter of Job's, and their father gave them inheritance among the brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. We see Job trusting God through all the difficulties, even unto the end. And in the end, God blessed Job even more than what he had at the beginning. I kind of found it interesting also in verse 7 and 9. God asked Job's friends to come back and apologize, and that Job needed to sacrifice to the Lord for them. Kind of a little interesting way to have him ask for repentance. And it appears, I don't remember what I wrote there, I can't read it. And so much we today, when things get tough, we kind of throw in the towel when things don't seem fair. But here we see Job, he's a great example of endurance for us as Christians today. We see him standing when everything around him was telling him to back down. And so often in today's world, things may not look good to our friends or the world. When things go downhill, by all appearances, they come against us. And we're like, yeah, you might be right. We don't know. But God has a plan in it all. And if we look to him and endure to the end, he will bless us. It's just been something I've been thinking about and been looking through the book of Job. May we examine, each of us examine our lives and take Job as an example and strengthen our faith. And even in the hard times, we can stand firm and trust God and his purpose for our lives, and we'll come out farther ahead than we ever did if we would have thrown in the towel. Thank you.